mechanic.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by Talk Radio 1170, the E.W. Scripps Company, or the program sponsors. This is Money Talk with your host, Dan Witham. Dan is a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. You can reach him anytime throughout the week at 918-398-8387. Dan is a manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan Witham, along with J.C. Haspel here in the studios. JC, how are you this morning?
Dan, I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Anyhow, we always give away a free book here on Money Talk. We have an excellent, excellent book this week, JC. One I've given away a few copies of a few times before. You may have heard of it. It's called Get What's Yours, right?
I have heard of that, actually.
The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. This is the book, the manual on Social Security. It tells you how to get everything you want to know on Social Security, including the 50 things you need to know, 25 traps in Social Security that can cost you dearly, a thing called deeming dangers for the disabled, JC, which is an interesting tongue twister, to say the least. We're going to talk about this on today's show, how to get more out of Social Security, and how to save hundreds of dollars per month on your Medicare costs. I'm going to show you exactly how you can do that. We also, in addition to this book, which is written by Larry Kotlikoff, whom I must mention is probably the foremost expert on Social Security in the United States. He's testified before Congress and was on Reagan's Council of Economic Advisors. As a matter of fact, he's been on the show before. The book is the manual. You can turn right to the page you want if you want to look up widowed benefits, married benefits, spousal benefits, disabled benefits, whatever it is. It's all in there. You can go right to the chapter on that subject and just read that chapter if you want to. This book is a great book. I have given away thousands and thousands of copies of this book. It is the best book on Social Security, in my opinion, that there is out there by far. I don't know of any book that can even compare to it, quite frankly. And you can get a free copy of this excellent book. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. It is the weekend, so you will get our voicemail. All we ask is that you leave your name and your address. The nickname for this book, JC, is 50 Shades of Green, which I think is an interesting nickname. But we will also send you a one-page questionnaire. If you call for the book, we will send you a one-page questionnaire to fill out on your Social Security information, your background, your date of birth, all that good stuff, whether you're married or divorced. You send it back to us, and we will give you a free 30-page custom report that shows you how to maximize your Social Security benefits if you're married, how to file as a couple, when to file, which way to file, file and suspend, whatever it might be. It shows you when, where, and how to file, what age exactly you should each file at, and tells you how much more you'll get by doing that versus the way you plan on filing. If you file at 62 or 66, whatever it might be, it'll show you the difference per year as well as over your lifetime, which I love that part of the report, JC, because for many people, that's like an extra $300,000-$400,000.
Yes.
That we do the report for. And lest you think this is not important a number, let me explain to you, the average couple probably gets over $1 million in Social Security benefits over their lifetime. And the average couple leaves about $250,000 on the table because they don't know when and how to file. So this report, which is free, could be worth up to $250,000 for you in benefits, in additional benefits. Plus, it shows you when, where, and how to spend down your assets, like your 401k, your IRAs, and your non-qualified assets, JC, to reduce your tax burden and to take into account Social Security, as well as reduction in benefits from Social Security and your taxes. And it could save you another $200,000 in taxes, up to another $200,000 in taxes. So it could be worth up to $450,000 total between the Social Security benefits and the taxes. It could be worth up to almost $500,000 for you to get this report, which costs how much, JC?
I believe that would be zero.
It's free. It is free. There is no cost and obligation whatsoever. It is absolutely free, and we will send you the book for free. It's called Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. No matter who you are, no matter where you live, you want to read this book. If you're paying Social Security, or if you've ever paid in Social Security, which most people have, you want to read this book because it tells you everything you want to know about Social Security. It's been updated for the new changes in the law that we had about a year and a half ago, and it's been updated and revised to accommodate the, for the changes, for the rule changes. And so the rules have changed on Social Security, by the way, in the last year and a half quite a bit. And so you want to be up to speed on this, even if you've already filed. Even if you've already filed for Social Security benefits, you can still benefit from the free report and the book because there may still be a way to improve your results. There's still ways you can go back and change it, believe it or not. So if you want the book and the report, give me a call. 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave me your name and your address. That's all I need. There is no cost. There is no obligation. There is no trick, no gimmick. We do not charge you for shipping and handling. We pay for it all. We drop ship them from, is it Barnes & Noble we're using now? Or
I honestly am not sure.
I think it's Barnes & Noble.
I don't do the ordering.
Okay. We drop ship it right to your door anyway. The book comes right to your door. We will send it right to your door, and it's a great book. It's about 200 pages, 150 pages, little green book. It's very, very good, very useful. Larry Kotlikoff is the author of the book. He also wrote the software that we use, by the way, for our Social Security planning. And so it's all intertwined. It all works very well together. We've done these reports for hundreds of people, JC, and it's just amazing how much money people leave on the table. We're going to talk about some of this on the show today, how to get more from Social Security. And I'm also going to talk a little bit about Medicare. I want to talk about Medicare. JC, how to get more out of Medicare. And let me jump to that real quick. JC, Medicare Part A is covered automatically if you are eligible for Social Security at 65. Does that make sense?
It does.
Part A has no cost to you, for no premium. I should say there's a cost for deductibles and things, but there's no premium that you pay because you paid for it with your 3.5% Medicare tax over the last 30 years or whatever if you paid into it for, at 65. Okay. Part B, which is your covers your doctor's visits and most of your medical stuff in Medicare, is a means-tested premium. What does that mean? You're looking at me like, what are you talking about, right? Means tested based on your income.
Right.
Right? So the higher your income, the higher your Medicare premium. Guess who brought this into law? Guess when this started? Three guesses. His name was Obama, to pay for that disastrous health care plan he came up with.
Right.
Obamacare. Because before this, there was one tier. Before him, there was one tier. Of course, that wasn't fair because people weren't paying their fair share, right?
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
So even though the people at the high end of the income scale paid more in Medicare tax, because there is no cap on Medicare tax, by the way, goes to infinity, the 3.5%.
Right.
Social Security has a cap. Medicare does not.
Right, right.
Okay. So even though these people paid in more for 30 years, they still got to pay more because Obama says that's not fair. Okay. So if you make $85,000 or less, you pay $134 a month for Part B, Medicare Part B. $134, that's the lowest tier currently. $134 a month. If you make above $214,000, instead of that wonderful $134 a month, you get to pay $428 a month.
Ooh.
Per person, if you're a couple, by the way.
Do you get better benefits when you pay more into it?
That's a very logical question. What do you think the answer will be?
Well, surely a government program wouldn't have people paying different amounts if they weren't getting a different product in the end.
Well, you'd be incorrect if you assumed that, okay? You're correct, though, but you raise a very good assumption. You're getting the same coverage no matter which one you pay. You're getting Part B, which covers certain things and doesn't cover other things. You're getting the same coverage. You're just paying four times as much for it because you make too much, JC. Shame on you. So, the government's punishing you once again. This is a common theme, right?
Yeah, I've noticed these days.
You pay $428 a month, but you get the same benefit as the person who pays $134. Exact same benefit. No difference in the benefit at all. You just pay more. This is the government.
Makes you want the government to run more stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, don't you wish they were running everything? They should be running everything in healthcare. They practically are, I should say. Anyhow, You pay $428 a month for it if you make over $214,000. But there is a better way. If you're a high-incomer, a Medicare supplement plan makes a lot more sense than if you're a low-incomer. If you're a low-income earner, you pay $134, under 85 or less, not low-income, but average person, $134 a month. If you go to a Medicare supplement, say Part F plan, you're going to pay, or Part G, I can't remember if it's Part G or Part F, Part G, you'll pay about $93 a month. So you'll save, what, $40 a month, going from $134 to $93 a month.
Right.
Right? Okay. If your average income, if your income is below $85,000 or below, right? So you save $40 a month. But if you're a high income earner and you're paying $428 a month and you go to a private Part G Medicare plan, JC, which is not means tested, right?
Seeing as how it's the private sector?
Yes. And you get the same benefit for the same premium as anybody else, which is the way it's supposed to be, right?
Right. It makes sense.
You pay $93 a month. And your total deductible per year is $183.
So you're saving
$300 a month.
$300 and something, yeah.
Uh-huh. Think about that. It's a lot of money.
It is.
And if you're a couple, it's double that. Now, if it's $600, you know, you're saving $600 a month between the two of you. So you boot Medicare Part B, you buy a plan G, pay $93 a month for each of you. Instead of paying $650 or whatever a month, you're paying $180. And you actually end up with much better coverage.
Right, right.
Because Part B, after you pay all the deductibles, you still have a 20% coinsurance. On Part G, you have no coinsurance. So you get better coverage in the private sector, and you save $400 a month.
It's weird how that works.
Yeah, it's the private sector. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security. If you want a free copy of it, give me a call, 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. That modern music, they make it with a lot of style, but it's still that same old back.
You Too America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the You Too America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2America, red, white, and you.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan with J.C. Haspel here in the studios. Hope you're having a great weekend, whatever you might be up to. We have a wonderful, wonderful book to give you this week called Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. You can get a free copy of this book. It's all about everything you need to know about Social Security, all the tricks, the traps, the tribulations. We'll give you the free report that goes with it, the custom report that we do for you. Fill out the one-page questionnaire and send it back to us. And we'll send you information on Medicare, my little cheat sheet on Medicare that shows you the different costs and different plans for supplemental options, Part A, Part B, Part C, D, E, F, G, and N. Believe it or not, they go from G to N. Don't ask me why, but that's the government.
I wonder if all the letters that they left out were like trial ideas or something like that, proposals that just didn't work, so they had to go to the next letter.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just,
we couldn't name the new one.
It's just amazing how much. I'm going to go over this here for a second. I'm going to explain some of the cost differences here on Medicare. Anyhow, for the book and the report, it's all free. If you want the Social Security report done in the book, Get What's Yours, all about Social Security, give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address, please. When you get our voicemail, we will send you the book, Get What's Yours, and a one-page questionnaire that you fill out and send back to us to get your free custom 30-page Social Security report that shows you when, where, and how for you and your spouse to file, or you and your ex-spouse, it doesn't matter, to file, or if you're a widow, whatever it might, we take it all into account. And it's free. Just give us a call and leave your name and address. 918-398-8387 is the number. JC, I was looking through the Medicare stuff and this cheat sheet I have in Medicare. Medicare's got some expenses for you, the consumer.
Right.
It's not good health care coverage. I mean, if you don't get a supplemental plan, it's terrible coverage, I would say. It's worse than Obamacare. It's almost as bad as Obamacare. If you have Part A Medicare and not Part B or anything else, which is what you pay for through your taxes, right, the 3.5% taxes, and if you don't buy supplemental plans, the deductible for the first 60 days in the hospital for you is $1,316. Which isn't bad for 60-day hospital stay. That's not bad. Then, day 61, guess what happens? Goes to $329 a day.
Wow.
A day.
Can most people...
I can get a room at the Mayo Hotel for less than that.
Right.
Okay. $329 a day?
Can most people on Part A afford that?
No. That's for the 30 days from 61 to 90. Which amounts to $9,870. Plus the $1,316 you already had in the first part gives you a grand total of $11,186 for your deductible.
What happens at day 91?
Well, they probably kick you out. Probably kick you out of the hospital. That's a good question. After that it goes to $658 a day. By the way, yeah, that's what happens. $658 a day. You don't have insurance at that point.
That's right, right.
You're a cash customer. I mean, that's, yeah. $11,186 deductible per year. It's like Obamacare. I mean, it's like the high deductible Obamacare plans, which were so great. You know, it kills me all these people are worried, the Democrats are worried about we're taking Obamacare away from all these people. No, these people are probably happy to get rid of Obamacare. Yep. Actually, they probably don't want to be paying $300 and $400 a month for crappy insurance that doesn't cover anything. They'd probably love to have an option not to spend that money on that.
Right, right.
So, anyhow, Part B, Medicare Part B, 134 a month, as I mentioned. Okay, but here's what Part B, here's the cost involved in Part B. In addition to 134 a month you pay for it, you also have $183 deductible annually, right? Which isn't bad. But then you have 20% co-insurance after you meet your deductible. So for every cost you have, how much are you paying, JC?
20%.
So if you incur a $5,000 medical bill, you're going to pay 20%, $1,000, right?
Right.
That's a big chunk of money.
And that's assuming no supplemental plan, correct?
Yes. If you buy the government's Part B plan, which is the worst way to go possible, I will tell you right now. It doesn't matter what income bracket you're in. In my opinion, Part B is not the way to go. And here's why. Would you rather pay, JC, $134 a month, have $183 deductible, and 20% coinsurance? Remember the 20% coinsurance being the big factor.
Right.
$134 a month for that one. Or would you rather pay $93 a month, have $183 deductible, and no coinsurance? This should be pretty easy to do on the math. I mean, it should be pretty easy to figure out.
Right.
There's no way where the other one's going to be more expensive. The second option I gave you, which is a Plan G Medicare supplement plan. $183 deductible, just like Part B, except you have no coinsurance. And your premium is lower per month, by $40 per month lower. I fail to see where you lose there. I mean, that's just, why is that? Because one's a government plan, one's a private sector plan. Think about that.
No, it's exactly right. I challenge anyone to come up with anything that the government does better than the private sector.
Right. And the other thing is, this is not means tested. The Part G, the Plan G, the supplemental plan. Medicare's is means tested. So the Medicare example I just gave you is using the lowest tier, the lowest price on the income scale. Remember the 134, whatever it is, 134 a month? That's the lowest that you could pay for Medicare Part B, the smallest amount. If you're paying in a higher income bracket, it goes from there to 187, the 267 to 348 to 428 a month. So even if you're at the lowest income bracket, according to Medicare, you still would be better off with Plan G than you would with Medicare because you get rid of the 20% coinsurance and you save $40 a month in the process. Am I making sense?
You're making sense, yeah.
So there is no option I can see where Part B makes sense. To me, Plan G, supplemental plan, either Plan F or Plan G makes a lot more sense. Plan G is the one we've been talking about, so I'll stick with that. Try to keep it simple here as to what we're referring to. On Plan G, all you have is $183 a year deductible. What are the rates for Medicare in Oklahoma for the supplement plans? Let's talk about supplement plans. You can pay a different amount for a supplement plan, JC, but you still get the same coverage. If you buy Plan G, you get the same coverage in the private sector. They have different prices. They go from $93 up to $274 in Oklahoma. I looked it up this morning for a 65-year-old male in Oklahoma.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but what they cover is government-regulated.
Correct.
But their cost is not,
right.
Or what they charge is not.
Right. So you can buy a Plan G from anybody. You'll get the same coverage, exact same coverage, because it's stipulated by Medicare. It's mandated by the government. You can pay $93 a month for it, or you can pay $274. Now, which one do you think is better? Okay. That's just that plan. On Plan F, Plan F runs from $121 a month to $314 in Oklahoma for the same coverage. So if you have Plan G, you should chop it every year. If you don't, you should look at Plan G. If you have Plan B, you probably need to get rid of it. That'd be my suggestion. Get rid of it and look at a Plan G. If you want to know more, call me. I'll be happy to explain it to you because this is important. I can't see anywhere where you can benefit from having Plan B, Medicare Plan B, coverage Part B, whatever you want to call it, their coverage Part B. Plan G is a far superior option, in my opinion, for what it's worth. But there's nobody that should be on Part B paying the Part B premiums to the government because it's the government-run program. And it's a terrible program, quite frankly. And it's just badly priced, and it's horribly expensive. And if you have a major medical issue, that 20% coinsurance is going to really hit you. I mean, because that's a major expense for a lot of people.
Oh, yes, of course.
Because somebody who's living on Social Security, they can't afford that.
Right.
They can't afford a $50,000 medical bill or $10,000 medical bill. There's no way. And, you know, medical bills are the number one reason for bankruptcies in the United States.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes. Yep. And I can see why, especially with Obamacare and our ridiculously increasing costs that we've had in the last 6 or 8 years. Can't wait to get rid of that. We need to get rid of that. Desperately need to get rid of that. And, but I just want to make sure people are aware of that. If you want to know more about it, give us a call. We'll send you this Medicare information, our cheat sheet and all that stuff. It will help you tremendously to understand this. The number to call, 918 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and your address, and we will send you the book and the information on Medicare, the book, Get What's Yours, the book that we're giving away today. It's called Get What's Yours, and it's a great book. I want to encourage you to get it and read it, but also look into your Medicare stuff. If you're on Medicare, you need to call and find out which way to save on Medicare, and we can put you in touch with some people that can help you, give you a tremendous amount of advice on Medicare. 918-398-8387 is the number. Just give us a call and leave us your name and your address, please.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370. 800-500-5370.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch razor, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Witham along with J.C. Haspel here in the studios. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. I want to remind you of our free book this week on Social Security. It's called Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. You can get a free copy of this excellent book, this manual on the Social Security system that shows you when, where, and how, and also get a free custom report that we'll do for you. 30-page custom report we'll do for you based on your situation and your benefits, whether you're widowed, married, divorced, have disabled or adult children that you're taking care of, or a parent that you're taking care of. For many people, that's the case. It's all free. The book and the report are free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. 87. Just leave us your name and your address when you get our voicemail. We will send you the book and the report, and we'll also give you some Medicare information on how, when, where, and how to file, or what to get for Medicare. Plan G. Look at Plan G. The short version, I will tell you. And don't do Plan B, no matter what. Don't do Part B. Medicare is Part B, because that's the government option, and as always, that's the worst option. Just like everything else in life, I guess, if you want to think of it that way. Anyhow, Social Security, the average couple leaves $250,000 on the table. Our report shows you how to avoid that. It also shows you how to save up to $200,000 more in taxes. Don't be that person that leaves behind $300,000 or $400,000. Because this is a huge amount of money. I mean, this is worth $800,000 to $1.5 million for most people, JC, for a couple. I mean, it's a lot of money. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, I would completely agree.
Over their lifetime, it's worth more than their house is. Which would probably surprise a lot of people.
Right, right.
Because I would have never thought that when I started doing this 1.5 years ago. I would have never thought that Social Security benefits would amount to $1 million for a couple over their lifetime. It's hard to conceive that.
Right.
It's a huge benefit. Tax torpedo. The Social Security tax torpedo. Do you see the top tax rate in the United States is 39.5% currently? Personal income tax rate. Right? But through the wonder of government, you could actually pay a 73% tax rate.
Well, that's convenient.
On your Social Security earnings. Yes. Isn't that great? 73%. How do they do that? From $32,000 to $44,000 for a married couple. Your income in between those areas, that $12,000 gap.
Mm-hmm.
For each dollar you make above $32,000, below $44,000, they add in 50 cents of your Social Security income. Becomes taxable, goes from the tax-free column to the taxable column. So if you make $1,000 above $32,000, let's just say, try to keep it simple here, you make $33,000, right? $1,000 above the threshold.
Right.
They kick that $1,000 into your taxable income. Plus, they kick in $500 of Social Security income. So your actual income is $33,500. Yeah. You made $1,000 extra, but you got taxed on $1,500. The only thing the government could think of this. Only the government could think of this kind of stuff. But when you get above $44,000, it's 85% they move over to the column, the taxable column. So you can make $1,000 above $44,000, say $45,000, you're taxed on $46,000. $45,850. They had $850 under the $1,000.
Plus everything between 32 and 44.
Yes. So they're nailing you pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah. And so this is one of the things that our report tries to tell you to keep you below the threshold. Because where that money comes from determines whether or not it pushes you above that threshold. Because there's certain money you can spend take out of your accounts, JC, that won't push that number up. Say you're at 32 or 44,000, take money out of your Roth IRA, JC, what does it do? What does it do to your income?
Nothing.
Right. It's not taxable, right?
Right.
It's not income. Take money out of a qualified account, non-qualified account, doesn't count.
Taxable, yeah.
Right. So there are certain strategies you can employ to resist or avoid, reduce your taxable burden is what I'm trying to say. And they're perfectly legal. There's nothing wrong with that. It just depends on what bucket you draw that money from and what year. And so our software that we have shows you how much you should draw out of each bucket each year to reduce your overall taxes over your lifetime. And this is really important because a lot of people just don't even think about this when they go take money out
right,
of their account.
Right.
They just go take it and don't worry about it. And they say, oh, I'll worry about it at the end of the year, whatever. Well, might not want to do that.
Well, if the government is going to rake me over the coals on taxes of Social Security benefits,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it makes it a little easier to know that at least I earned that money tax-free and didn't have to pay any tax when I was earning all that money to receive those benefits later on in life.
Yeah,
that really cushions that blow for me.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, you got tax you paid into it. You got tax coming, you got tax coming out of it, too, on the back end, too.
I wonder what percentage of my money overall, after all the taxes are figured in over my lifetime, how much of it I actually got to use. Actually, I don't want to know. Never mind. I take back the question.
Some questions you don't necessarily want to know the answer to, I can tell you. How is Social Security benefits, how are your benefits calculated, JC? We're going to go into that real quick. Social Security looks back at your top 35 years of earnings. I know you don't have 35 years of earnings, JC.
Is it top or most recent?
Top.
Okay.
And they're all indexed for inflation. So if you worked in the 70s and quit working, say, for 10 years, or you know, in the 70s, if you made $10,000 a year, they index it for inflation for where it's like $30,000 a day or whatever. So it's fair the way they calculate it. I mean, relatively fair. 35 years. So if you have a person who's a stay-at-home mom or dad for 10 years, they kind of come out on the short end of the stick with this because Social Security calculates in zeros for the years that you didn't work or whatever, or the years that have low amounts. They throw in zeros into the 35-year number. So if you work 25 years, you get 10 years of zeros. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But they're still going to average them in just to punish you even more. Yeah. 35 years of eligible earnings. Social Security is skewed to replace more income at the lower end of the scale than at the higher end of the scale. It is.
Right.
Mathematically. This is a fact. I'm not making a political statement here. This is just a fact. I'm just trying to explain the math, how the math works. It's intended to do that. It does that on purpose. And if you go back and think about when Social Security started, it'll become obvious. It was meant to keep people from becoming destitute. It was not meant to be a pension. There's a difference. So if somebody has $1,000 a month in income, they're going to get about 90% of it replaced by Social Security. If somebody makes $10,000 a month in income, they're only going to get about 20 or 30% of it replaced by Social Security. That's the intention. That's exactly the way it was designed. And that hasn't changed, by the way, over time. It's pretty much always been this way. So, which I know might surprise some people.
So basically you're saying people shouldn't use this as a retirement plan.
Well, no. But if you're making $1,000 a month, yeah, you can, because it basically is.
Right.
But if you're making $5,000 or $10,000 a month, no, it's not going to replace your income. 90% of the first $856 of your average earnings over that 35-year period, 90% are replaced by Social Security on the first $856, 90%, right? On the next $5,000 from $856 to $5,157, the replacement rate is only 32%. Dropped a little bit from 90 to 32%, didn't it?
Yes.
Above 5157, they don't like you. You're making too much money. You're not paying your fair share. They're only going to replace 15% of your earnings above 5157. So if you're making $10,000 a month, I assume they're giving you a break on what you're paying in, right, JC?
Oh, of course, yes. Yes. Tax rate just drops right off.
Just drops right off. No, you're paying more than everybody else. You're just getting back less.
Yes.
You're just getting back less. Welcome to the government. So this is why you see Social Security benefits for any, the moderate to lower income people replacing a much bigger portion of their income. It is designed to do exactly that. The math works. That's how the math works. It's intentional. It's not by accident. It's not a fluke. That's the way it's designed. It's designed to replace 90% of the first $856 of income per month. Above that, it drops to 32 and then down to 15 at about $5,000 a month. So Social Security is skewed to replace a higher portion of a lower income person's wages. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's right, yeah.
About as accurate as I can put it, as I can say it, okay? What happens with Social Security? Remember they were saying Social Security was going bankrupt?
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, we kept having Al Gore tell us, oh, we're going to put the money in the trust fund. Yeah. Last year, how much did Social Security make? They ran a $9.2 billion surplus with a B as in boy, Baker. $9.2 billion, JC.
Where did that money go?
Oh, that's good. You're not playing fair, JC. You know where that money goes. Goes to the general fund of the United States government, and they can use it for any purpose they see fit.
Oh, that is convenient.
Perfectly legal. Social Security is broke. If Social Security is broke and they have a $9.2 billion surplus, I want to be broke.
So instead of giving me a little more of my money back,
yes,
they're taking it and spending it on the robotic squirrel or any of the other wasteful government programs out there.
Obamacare, yeah. Medicare, whatever. No, not Medicare is not wasteful, but Obamacare certainly is. Yeah, and they're allowed to do that. They are perfectly allowed to do that.
Of course they are.
It is legal. Unfortunately, it is legal. And that's what they do with it. And that's why you always see Nancy Pelosi and company saying, we got to raise Social Security taxes to save it because we're going to use the money for something else.
Of course.
Yeah. They don't need it for Social Security. Social Security is very solvent.
Where are the Republicans on this, by the way? Why are they not up in arms about this?
Well, since they hold the majority right now, you'd think they'd be trying to privatize Social Security right now.
Because to me, you could either have people pay in less for the same benefit or give them more benefit if you're running a $9 billion surplus.
Right.
I mean, I'm no math genius, but... Right.
Well, it's like the third rail. Social Security's like the third rail of politics. I mean, they don't want to touch it. They're scared.
Yeah, but to me, it would make sense. I mean, that would be an easy sell to the public. Hey, you're going to pay in less, get the same amount, or you're going to get more for what you already paid in.
Well, Nancy Pelosi, the world, you're going to scream that you're taking people, you know, food out of babies' mouths and all kinds of things, you know, and they're going to have children starving and they're going to be dying on the streets and all that stuff, like she is with Obamacare. You know, these 23 million people that don't want Obamacare that will be forced to pay for it after
they get rid
of it.
They're not being penalized.
They're going to have an option to actually not buy something they don't want or need, which is going to be amazing. You know, common sense. Anyhow, we've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. If you'd like a copy of it, give me a call. 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129.
800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Bellman with J.C. Haspel. I want to remind you of our free book, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. You can get a free copy of this excellent book on Social Security that teaches you everything you want to know about it, and our free questionnaire to fill out for the report, the custom 30-page report. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and your address, please. And we'll send you the book and the report and all the information to fill out to get your free custom 30-page report and get some more money out of Social Security and reduce your taxes at the same time. I think we hopefully we can help you with both. And it's all free. Just leave us your name and address, please, when you call. How much will I receive, JC? People want to know, how much will I receive in Social Security benefits? A lot of variables go into this equation. Your marital status, if you're widowed, divorced, if you were married, how long you're married, right? 10 years or more if you're divorced. How long you've been married if you're currently married, it has to be a year to get spousal benefits on your spouse. If you're still working, if you're going to work from 62 to 66, which is a big issue, and that's something we can help people with. Person who retires, let's say it takes benefits, not retires, those are two different things. Takes Social Security benefits at age 62. Let's say they're getting $1,000 a month at 62. If they wait till 66, they get about 32-33% more. $1,333 a month. They wait till 70, goes up by 75% to $1,760. Do you see a common theme here?
You get more if you wait.
Delayed gratification, right? What are we bad at?
Our society, yes.
Delayed gratification. Yes. We're terrible. Look at me. I can't wait for Amazon to get a package to me tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the truth. Yeah.
Tomorrow's
do,
not soon.
Do you have same hour shipping?
That's right.
Is that a thing yet?
Yeah, I'm probably the worst at this, I hate to say it, but it's just, I was thinking about it the other day, I was thinking back when I was a kid, you know, when I was a kid, you used to call in for something, order something, like, and then we had to.
Take 2 months.
Yeah, it would take 3 months for them to ship it to you. Oh, man, I hated that. It about killed me.
Back in the horse and buggy days.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, pretty much. Anyhow, how much do people get from Social Security? I've got Joe and Mary on here, a couple, and age 66, Joe claims his benefits for 2018 a month, 2018 per month. At age 66, Mary's wife files, and she gets $1,267 per month. I like how it says on the example here, Joe plans to live until 80. I didn't know anybody planned on when they're going to die. But Maybe he does. Maybe he's got that planned out. And Mary plans to live until she's 90. If they do, they will collect $813,566 in benefits over their lifetime.
Combined?
Yeah. Not a bad amount. Not a bad amount at all. Social Security has a thing called a PIA, primary insurance amount, which I want to make you aware of. Your PIA amount basically is the amount, your retirement benefit, that you would receive at your full retirement age, which would be 66 or 67 for most of us, depending on what year you were born in. Full retirement age. So if your full retirement age is 66 and your PIA is $1,500 a month, that's what you would get at age 66, JC. If you take it at 62, they reduce it by about 32%. If you take it at 70, it goes up by about 30%. So it could be a good bit higher. You know, then they have a thing called delayed retirement credits in Social Security. These only apply to one part of a couple. I want to explain what I mean by that. Delayed retirement credits, if you wait from 66 to 70, JC, after your full retirement age, that's when they start. Delayed retirement credits started at 66. So they give you about 8% of your increase from 66 to 70. So if you're 66 and you wait to 68 to file for your retirement benefits, right? Your benefits increase by 16% roughly. 2 years, right? Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
So those are delayed retirement credits that increase your amount. Who doesn't get those? Your spouse. If your spouse is filing spousal benefits on you, now if she's filing them on herself, then she would get them, yes. But if she's filing them on you for spousal benefits, her benefits stop growing when at age 66. Spousal benefits don't get delayed retirement credits, is what I'm trying to say. Only the primary person does. Spousal benefits do not accrue above age 66. So there is no point in time where a spouse should wait beyond 66 to file for Social Security benefits, for spousal benefits, I should say in particular, for that type of benefit, because they stop growing at 66, no matter what.
That's probably a good thing, because we wouldn't want to cut into that $9 billion surplus.
That's right. So I want to run a $9 billion surplus.
Yeah.
And then tell people
and
I'm
be
broke.
Going bankrupt
tell people
the
I'm
same
broke.
Time.
I need more money. I'm broke.
Well, that's kind of the Clinton strategy. You know, Hillary and Bill were broke coming out of the White House.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It just cracks me up. So anyhow, if you were born between 1943 and 1954, I think 66 is your full retirement age, if I remember correctly. And you can get 132% if you wait to age 70 compared to taking it 66. A lot of people don't realize this, and I counsel people on this when they come to see me, JC, because I try to explain to them that if your life expectancy is fairly normal, it pays to wait. Life expectancy, normal, being the key right there. Okay, and I want to highlight a strategy before I forget, now that this comes to mind, called file and suspend. And I was reading through the notes this morning before we came into the studio. No matter what, no matter if you want to file at 70 or 68 or 66, you should file and suspend at 66. All you do is go into Social Security, say file, I want to start the file, and then I want to suspend it. Even if you don't receive money, file and suspend at 66, JC. Here's why. Let's say you go in at 66 and you file and suspend, right? You don't receive any benefits. You just notify Social Security, start today, start the clock. At 68, you go to the doctor. The doctor says you have pancreatic cancer, right? You get 6 months to live, roughly, okay? You can go back to Social Security and say, I want my 2 years worth of checks, starting at 66. Now, they'll reduce your benefits to that amount, but you can get 2 years of back checks. If you didn't file and suspend, you can only get 6 months of back checks. And this is why you always want to do this, because it doesn't cost you anything to do it. Does that make sense?
So there's no drawback?
Right. There's no drawback to it. And if something happens, God forbid, where you come out with a terminal disease or something that's radically, and you haven't filed yet, you can go back and get benefits all the way to the date you filed, only if you file and suspend. But they will go all the way back to that date when you turned 66 and you walked in that office, and they will pay you those benefits in arrears, and they'll pay you going forward at their age as if you'd filed at 66, which is fair. I mean, that's nothing wrong with that.
And if nothing goes wrong, you can just wait till your 70s, 71,
yes.
72, whatever
yes.
you choose, and then...
Yep. And basically, you're giving yourself an option. You're giving yourself an out, and it's for free.
Why is that not an automatic thing?
Because it's the government, because that would force them to pay more to you.
You don't want to cut into that $9 billion right. surplus right. there.
They're not going to help
that'd
you.
That'd be horrible.
You think they're going to help you, JC, really? Yeah. This is a big thing, because I hate to say it, but these things happen, and they do happen, and you and I have had clients that have died rather suddenly, you know, that have gotten ill and died. Rather suddenly, it does happen. Unfortunately, it's a terrible thing, but it's a reality. And so this is kind of like an insurance policy that doesn't cost you anything. That's how I look at it. It's because you get a lump sum of a couple of years' worth of checks and not have to pay any cash up to get it. We're about out of time. If you want to know more, give me a call. And call for the book, Get What's Yours. Number to call, 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Thank you very much for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.